I don't know whether to say it, but my mum, I was like, after you rang off the other day, I was talking to her about like how we've been playing Monster Prom. She just kind of delicately went, "Has Owen been with a man?" I was like, "Yeah,"
fuck's
like just
sake.
like, well, whatever. And then like I was talking about fucking Monster Prom, and I was like, "Yeah, we just kept trying it, but it just wasn't working." And she looked at me and she was like, "Are you still talking about Owen's sex life?" I was like, "No, mum, I'm talking about Monster Prom."
I'm talking about the video game now, Christ.
It
Good Lord.
was just
Okay.
the it was just the has Owen been with a man? But no malice in it, just I think just genuine
Just a
curiosity.
genuine curious question, yeah. Oh, Christ. Surprise from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money
Oh.
man. I'll be your money man. My surprise, you're doing the cold open. Go.
What? Surprise you,
Is that it? Is
listeners.
that all you
As
got?
I, yeah, I was surprising you. Oh fuck! I dropped my phone. So this is why you don't
This is
stick
going
things
really
on me,
well.
my dude, because I have.
This is going so well.
I will kill. I'll kill you. You're.
I thought this would be a cute idea to maybe let you introduce the show for this
Why
one.
would you tell me that before the intro? Oh.
That's the whole point of a cold open.
Okay. Hello, listeners. It's me, Jay. I'm opening to this today's episode. I have a significantly terrible feeling that Owen hasn't cut the last 30 seconds of me failing at the cold open. And if he hasn't, he's literal scum, but he knows that I am truly the best lover in that I seduced the Eldritch Horror in Monster Prom before he could, because he's a bitch.
And my name is Owen Piper.
Are you glad that I'm doing this cold open now?
No, because you're making my sex life even worse.
I have a serious question, Owen.
What's that?
What sex life?
Oh shit! Burn! Oh! I'm so offended! Oh!
Should
Do
be.
you. Oh, Jay, do you hear in my voice the actual offence that I'm taking to that? I'm so alone.
Good.
So
So
very
you
alone.
get.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast in which we ruin your childhood. My name's Owen Piper.
Name is Jay Little.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, that wasn't interesting like this. Fuck me. Jay, how are you doing, bud?
I'm very good. I'm stressed. I've been playing a lot of Darkest Dungeon and Horizon Zero Dawn.
That will stress you out less because it's got waifus in it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's got waifus in it. I do have a crush
It's
on Erend.
got a waifu.
Yeah, Erend, the muscular
Who's
bearded
Erend?
man. He's a muscular bearded man and I love him. He reminds me of my friend.
Okay.
Because the first thing he does is talk how great he is and then try to fuck a girl.
For a straight man, Jay, you have a lot of like gay crushes.
Yeah. I actually, it's really
How it
funny because
starts.
if you ask anyone I know and they'll say like, we'll have discussions on like who the gayest person is, but I always come up in a very specific scenario that whenever I drink, if I have one drink, I become the gayest person in the room. Which is really hard because I know two bi people and I supersede their gay. They're like their homosexual tendencies are superseded by me running around trying to kiss all of my friends because I'm drunk.
Well, no, I have this theory anyway that the more straight men you get together in a room, the gayer things get.
I think that's true, but like
Like at work, like I'm not gonna like name anyone here because I don't want to embarrass anyone, but at work we will frequently walk in, say, "Wow, why are you so fit?" and then just have conversations about how fit we all are and how much we want to suck each other's dicks, and then like occasionally someone will kiss someone. It's fine, no one minds. We fully expect it at this point. But it's just like everyone here besides me is heterosexual. What's going on?
Yeah, to be fair, like we do, one of our friends is is less inclined to talk about gay shit, so we just like kind of like, man, I just love fucking that guy, and he's like, no, you didn't fuck me, and then my other friends are like, no, yeah, no, it's really great to fuck him. And he just sits in the corner of the room like, God fucking no. Nobody fucked me. And then people would just be like, no, it's okay. We all know that you got fucked. He is a great lay. I would post his number, but I think he'd actually slit my throat.
And in the spirit of pride, that was the gay portion of the show.
Yes. What's up?
So Jay, so last week we didn't really do what we normally do. We instead kind of created a fun new cult, stroke religion, stroke whatever allows us to monetize that. So how did we do on? And let me. And the specific title was a fucking mouthful. So give me a second. The Church of the Harry Potter stroke My Immortal Neural Net.
Well, we encountered some problems. Became sentient.
Right.
And it destroyed the world. So
that's not ideal.
We had to gather a team of experts to put all the surviving humans into essentially the Matrix. But there's also some glitches, which is why a lot of the subroutines that run the Matrix seem to be falling apart at the moment.
Oh, so like the British government.
Yes. Though to be fair, that's not entirely different from the actual previous real government, but the lizard program that we use to run the country is no longer working properly. They've lost their self-awareness and they've just kind of proceeded to become criminally evil.
This lizard program, did we code it in Python? Jay, I said, did we code it in Python?
Okay, I'm back.
But books were fun. I think we'll do more books, like more semi-regularly we'll do a book episode, I think, because that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with that one. But for now, let's talk TV shows and whatnot. Jay?
Yeah.
You sounded disappointed, then horny, then excited. It was a weird...
That's
I mean, a weird mix of emotions, that
that's,
one.
That's my morning wake-up routine. I mean, it's not entirely true.
That's not entirely untrue.
I'm like, oh, God damn it, then morning wood. And I'm like, oh, cool, morning wood, and that's it.
Sick, that's a really great story about your penis. Can we go one episode, maybe, of this podcast without talking about your dick?
It's a tall order. It's like...
Else is a tall order, are you?
I wish.
I'll see myself out.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so... Awkward silence. Yes. Were you going anywhere with that?
No.
Well, okay, full disclosure, we're recording earlier than we normally do, so I'm kind of a little bit out of sync. We're recording on the Tuesday instead of the Wednesday like we normally do, so it's a little bit weird. So, Jay, do you have anything, or do you want me to jump right into stuff?
I actually did. I thought of something to do while I was making a cup of tea.
He's done fucking pre-pro again, boys.
Yeah, I fucking...
Okay, what's that?
I don't remember. I forgot.
You don't... Jay, come on. You're so close.
I know. It was a game, and I can't remember what game it was.
You were so close to being prepared for the fucking podcast for the first time ever. Think about it.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Think about it. We'll come back to it.
Okay.
For now, though, I have a listener suggestion. This one comes from Beth. She suggests The Tweenies.
Oh, Tweenies.
Yeah, come on, you know the Tweenies. So
I know the Tweenies.
If the people who may not be familiar with the Tweenies were a bunch of multicolored puppet people. I don't know if they were people or people in suits. It was a weird one.
I don't know.
But like, they were multicolored. They were between 3 and 4 years old, canon, and they were actually portrayed by 20-something actors. That all went to kind of like a childminders, I think, and they were colored people, and they had a dog. And they would do stuff like read stories and fucking, I don't know,
okay,
teach
I have
moral
to confess
lessons.
Something. I looked it up the thing, and it has a little description. It says, welcome to the bright, colourful musical world of Jake, Fizz, Milo and Bella. Now, my eyes did a weird thing where they read the J of Jake and then the Is of Fizz and formed the name Jizz, which is not what you want.
I believe that's called selective dyslexia.
Oh dear.
Or sex-selective dyslexia. Or selective dyslexia. I'll work on that pun. But yeah, no, the tweenies. But yeah, they were trying to teach moral lessons to children and, you know, how to be not shitlords, although a lot of the time they were just shitlords anyway. There were four principal tweenies. There was Bella, she was like the leader and was blue, and she was like singy and she liked a sing. There was the boy, the purple boy, he was a bit of a prankster. His name was Ilomilo. Then there was Fizz, or Jay has now dubbed her Jizz. She was yellow and had no discernible personality, but her mother paid for implants. And there was Jake, who was scared all the time. And okay, her mother didn't pay for implants. I just got back from London after seeing Heathers, and it's kind of on the brain, so I'm kind of still thinking about it. God. I do apologise. That might sneak in a little bit into the show.
Okay, so apparently they were played on set by actors, while the voices and animatronics were provided by other actors.
Were dubbed in post?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I think the best way to ruin the tweenies is to, like, make its name literal and have them be tweens. So, like, 11 to 12.
Yeah, but dealing with really fucked up shit. Like,
yeah,
they're in a war. It's them, it's the tweenies surviving in a war.
Okay.
In a war zone. It's an alternate universe where World War II never truly ended.
okay.
And, yeah, it's them surviving in France when they're French.
So they're part of the French Resistance. They're fighting the Nazis. Who are the Nazis portrayed by in this scenario? The Muppets? Like who are the Nazis?
I don't know. I think they're just. I think.
I can't do that to the Muppets. I'm sorry. Oh god.
I feel like the tweenies are just what they are already, but like teens. So they're still like weird pocket creatures. But the Nazis are actual Nazis. They're just actual people.
Okay, so the Nazis are human beings in Nazi suits.
Yeah, they're like actual German soldiers. Maybe not World War II, because I feel like there's too much happened in World War II to make a comedy or some kind of joke out of that. So
you know where nothing happened? World War I. All they did was sit in fucking dirt trenches.
That's true. Okay, how about I've got a new idea. Okay, we scrap World War II. No World War II. And it's an alternate universe where everybody is puppets, and there's like three empires of different puppet people, and they're trying to like, yeah, it's Game of Thrones. Yeah, you know what, tweenies with Game of Thrones, but really violent. Okay, so we're gonna redo Game of Thrones with the tweenies, and then we have like,
okay, I love this. So the three clans, you've got the Muppets, you've got Sesame Street, and you've got the tweenies.
Yeah,
right. The series follows the tweenies.
Yeah, the tweenies are House Tweenie.
House
Tweenie, and
House Kermit is coming.
I honestly do not know how to take the very politically charged and in-depth series of Game of Thrones, a series of A Song of Ice and Fire, and turn it to the fucking tweenies. I don't know how you would do that. I think really what we just need to remake Game of Thrones, but with tweenie people.
Yeah, but with puppets.
Yeah. So, okay, well, loves ballet, dressing up, the color pink, and playing with dolls. That's basically Sansa in the first one. Oh, here you go. She's mild-mannered, but sometimes shy and can't get whiny and stroppy for the it's Sansa in season one. And then she becomes the badass character of Sansa in season 7, or 6, or whatever the fuck it was. But, you know, not surrounded by dog shit in the rest of the show. Jake,
who are you talking about here? Are you talking about Fizz, or...?
Yeah, Fizz is going to be Sansa. Milo, energetic, friendly, cheerful, although sometimes impulsive. He loves football and magic. His favourite colour is blue. He has a brother named Dean and an uncle named Mickey. His best friend is Jake, and that treats him like a little brother. I guess Milo could be Jaime Lannister, and Jake could be...
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. Yeah, perfect. He sometimes feels left out, excluded from the other tweenies games when he is not big enough to join in. That's Tyrion.
He's a little boy.
It's Tyrion.
Yeah.
Max has a slight Yorkshire accent, which feels like a very specific character trait to add, so he is clearly Ned Stark.
Yep,
sure. He loves trains, animals, and exploring the outside world. He's stricter one of the grown-ups and loves reading books between his... Yeah, you know what? That's basically Ned. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Judy is a green-skinned woman who is the mother of... Who's the other of the playgroup
she's
managers.
She's Max's colleague. So
she
loves
gardening, reading,
manager.
And being creative. She speaks with an Irish accent. I think Elena Tyrell likes... Is it Elena? Yeah. She likes...
You've got to remember, I have no idea who these people are. I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Okay, Jaime Lannister is the hot one.
No, I know enough of it by cultural osmosis, but like...
Okay, so basically, Judy is, I think from what I can tell, Judy is like a Junie. Judy is like a mumager. She's in charge of everyone.
We're getting on that.
She loves gardening, reading, and being creative.
Spy kids here again.
Yeah. I do believe that she should be Olenna Tyrell, and she just sits around and just basically bitches people out, which is what Olenna does.
Okay. I'm into that.
And that's the show. And it's just really, really
sick.
Dark. And like, but we only replace those characters.
Oh, okay, everyone else is just...
Else is still people. Like, we just have, like...
Yeah.
But they're, like, they've obviously been grown up, because we don't want four-year-olds murdering people.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, Milo's all grown up now, and it's Jamie Lannister, and you just have an adult fucking puppet person. Fucking... what's her name? Shit. Oh, she's, like, an awesome actress. I can't remember her name. Fuck. You play Cersei.
Lena Headey? I don't know.
That's it! Yeah, she's awesome. I love her. Yeah. She's fantastic.
So what, we have a puppet run her through with a broadsword?
No, she doesn't die.
Jay, I don't know who any of these people are. You just said a bunch of... You might as well have been talking Greek.
Okay, okay. Okay, Cersei and Jaime, who is her brother, are straight fucking.
Okay.
It's weird.
Right, well, I think that... Okay, there's an age-old question. What is funnier than two puppets having sex? Because I've seen Avenue Q, I've seen Team America. Seeing a puppet and a human being have sex, I think, is even funnier than seeing a puppet and a puppet fuck.
Yeah, and there's loads of us. We have... Is there, like... Hold on, didn't they have a dog?
Yeah, Doodles.
Yeah, okay, so now it's not...
there was another dog as well called Izzles.
So Doodles is now the hound. And
okay.
He just goes around and yells at people. That's, do you know what? The Hound is the best character in Game of Thrones, and he basically boils down to just yelling at people and insulting
them. Let's move on. I've got a suggestion from my own childhood. Have you remembered yours yet?
No, I can't. I don't know if it was like...
Jay.
It was a game I used to play when I was younger, I swear to God.
Was it Halo 3? Was it Halo 3?
I don't think so. It wasn't.
Because you ruined Halo 3 by making it Halo 5.
You do. You take all of the charm of Master Chief and make him the central plot character and have him be not good. Because Master Chief's a shit character. Master Chief is a shit character in any medium that he's in.
I seem to recall, Jay, about 5 years ago, you and I had a long Xbox Live party session in which we lauded the complexity of Master Chief's character.
Yeah, but 5 years ago, we were fucking dumb.
We're still dumb now! We do this fucking podcast!
That's true.
On the list, I've got a few things. Do you remember, Jay, and I think this is cool because it has some cool body horror elements that we can probably incorporate.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Nickelodeon show Cat Dog?
No.
Okay, so what happened was, Jay, you know, one fine day with a wolf and a purr, there was a creature that was made. And it was called the cat dog. So imagine, if you will, one long entity, about 3 feet long. One end is the head and front legs of a cat, and the other end is the head and front legs of a dog.
I see. I know. I'm familiar with what cat dog actually is.
Oh, okay. Well, oh.
But not like what the premise
of
the show was. Oh, that was
the
it.
Well, basically, I mean, he got into all kinds of misadventures. They did. They were two separate entities. They were not the same. They were not... Cat dog. The cat was kind of smart, snarky, and a little bit over his shit. The dog was dumb and trusting and nice.
So, like a cat and a dog.
Cat is cultured, while dog is fun-loving and enjoys chasing garbage trucks.
That sounds like cats and dogs in general. Although that said, my dog isn't really dumb. She just kind of sleeps all the time. Get a job!
Cat was voiced by Jim Cummings.
I know that. Why do I know that? Who is he?
You know Jim Cummings.
I must do, because I recognize the name.
He was in Aladdin. He was Scar. He was Scar singing.
Oh!
He was Razul in Aladdin. He was fucking... I think he's Winnie the Pooh as well.
Yeah.
In, like, Disney's Winnie the Pooh.
That's awesome.
He's Car in the Jungle Book. He's fucking in everything. Tom Kenny played the dog.
I love Tom Kenny. Tom Kenny's great.
Tom Kenny's fantastic, yeah. Apparently, the episode, he often devises plans to trick Dog into getting what he wants, such as making Dog smarter and attempt to have more in common with him, or have him win a dog sledding race by training him in a very hard and materialistic manner. So they would get onto all kinds of japes and scrapes.
Oh, I see. Okay, I know how to fix this. So basically, you're saying that, like, the cat constantly tried to change everybody else to like make him like make them like him and have him get what he wanted. So basically, we changed the premise of the show in that the cat symbolizes capitalism, and the dog symbolizes Soviet era communism. And
why
it's set
Soviet
in the 60s.
Communism?
I don't know. That's like the most famous communism. Maybe not Soviet era communism. Maybe just communism. Because I was going to go for like a Man from U.N.C.L.E. sort of vibe, where there's like there's obviously the American spy and the Russian spy, but they're, you know, one entity, and they're a cat and a dog.
Yeah. I like that. So you've got the cat ranting about the fucking invisible hand of the free market, and the dog on his ass just shouting, "Eat the rich, just fucking eat them."
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think it's the cats are a perfect metaphor for capitalism, because like when they represent the upper class so well, because they don't do anything.
Yeah, they just
they
sit
just
around.
Sit around.
I mean, there's a reason that you call the upper class fat cats. They just sit around. They do fuck all.
They break shit every now and then when they're bored, and then get people who can't really afford to fix the shit they've broken to fix it. You know, if your cat knocks off like your like phone off the table and smashes the screen, what he's really saying is like, well, there's the stock market, fix it.
Fuck you. Cat dog video game that I think I need to buy.
What? You don't need to buy it.
I do though.
No, you don't. You want to buy it.
It was called Cat Dog and the Quest for the Golden Hydrant.
Maybe if I check
in which I think Cat Dog.
If I check my bag of PS2 games, I will figure out what mine was.
It was on PC, this thing. And this looks fucking terrible.
Don't buy it.
I'm gonna go onto Amazon and buy this. You can you do this. I'm gonna buy Cat Dog and the Quest for the Golden Hydrant. Alexa, fucking Amazon.
Why are you buying it?
Cat Dog, why not?
I don't know. Okay, well, I flicked through my sleeve of games. Do you remember the Golden Compass?
Oh no.
What's wrong with the Golden Compass?
Here's the thing. I really, really like the book. The book, Northern Lights, was really, really good, and it's one of my favorite kind of young adult series.
Yeah.
The movie and subsequent video game, The Golden Compass, was fucking garbo.
Do you remember I remember distinctly playing The Golden Compass because when I was a kid, because I read the book when I was really young, really young, like when I was in primary school, I think, like year three. And that's a big ass book, so I never really took in anything because I was like five, however old you are in year three, I don't know.
A bit older than that, about 8 years older.
There you go. So I'm 8 and I'm dumb. I didn't take anything. So when the movie came out, all I saw was pretty colours, and I was like, oh, cool. So I thought it was great. So when I saw that there was the option to get the video game, I got it. And the video game is just weird puzzles all the time.
Yeah, it's bad.
And some weird stealth.
Unfortunately.
And then you can play as a bear. And then it's more weird puzzles.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That'll be Yurik. Yeah. What's his fucking last name? Yurik?
I don't know.
I remember the other one. The evil bear was called Jofur Ragnarsson.
You remember way more about these books than I do. Wasn't your voice by Ian McKellen as well?
I think so, yeah. No, I listened to the audiobook on the flight to Japan for the first one, but I've kind of forgotten the name.
How long was that
flight again? They mentioned Jofur fairly early. 12 hours.
Jesus.
They mentioned Jofur fairly early in the book, because he's the current king of Svalbard, but like I forget the name of fucking... This is gonna bother me. Sorry.
Man, this episode's kind of all over the place.
That's his name. Yeah, man. Unfortunately, you will be sad to know that Cat Dog and the Quest for the Golden Hydrant is not available.
It's probably abandoned by now, so you probably just find it somewhere.
It is currently unavailable on Amazon. We do not know if or when this item will be back in stock. It's a shame because it has 60 levels. Play the games. 6 multi-level game to complete the adventure.
Do you know what else
and
I found?
Voices
do you know what else
show?
I found on my game sleeve?
What's that?
Now, there is a game series out there in the world that is, I would say, fairly famous, called the Call of Duty series. Now,
oh, really?
Yeah. I, in my younger days, used to be quite opposed to the Call of Duty series for dumb reasons of thinking I was very smart. Yeah, I think I just hated on it because it was easy.
Yeah, I think we all thought that at one point.
Whereas now I play them and they're like, they're alright. They're not great. They're dumb shooters.
They're decent shooters, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Zombies is kind of fun. Especially Call of Duty World War II Zombies has Marcellus Wallace from Pulp Fiction and David Tennant in it.
That's buck fucking wild.
It's absolutely great because it's just David. It's literally just David Tennant. Like he looks like David Tennant, and he's just in Scottish hunting regalia, running around shooting zombies in the head with a rifle. And I was like, "This is the best."
Which game was this? Because I might need to buy this now.
I've got it. It's Call of Duty World War II. I've got it. It's fucking great.
Sick.
My friend came over and I was like, he was like, do you want to try World War II? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, what's the zombies like? He's like, I haven't really played it. I don't really play zombies. I was like, let's check it out. And there was like character selection screen, and there was like two women. I assume they may have been played by like actually like famous actors as well. But I saw the black guy in it. And I was like, that guy looks familiar. Like, what have I seen him in? And Jacob just went, I think that's that guy from Pulp Fiction. I was like, is that fucking Marcellus Wallace? And he was like, yeah, I think it is. And I was like, and that's fucking David Tennant! And it gets better because, I don't remember which one, I think it was Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Its zombie mode had Jeff Goldblum and Ron Perlman in it.
Yeah, zombie mode has some weird shit in it. Like, yeah. He's buck white. Oh my god, that is just straight up David Tennant.
Yeah, it's awesome. I was like, oh my god.
That's fucking rad.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Holy shit.
I feel like most of the creative direction just goes into the zombies mode, and then they were like, you have to make the rest of the game, guys. And they're like, oh, shit, fuck.
Oh, shit. Shit, fuck, shit. I hate to be that guy, but we've been going for like half an hour, and we've done like two things, and they were both shit. So this will be an interesting episode. I think this one will be kind of a slam dunk, this next one. I kind of like this idea. This one is from Beth again, and it's, I don't know if you'll know this, but this is Bill and Ben.
I know Bill and Ben.
Bill and Ben, Flowerpot Men. I have vivid, terrifying memories of Bill and Ben, Flowerpot Men. And I'll tell you why. When I was a chitlin, my grandmother, God rest her soul, you know, she's not dead, but, you know, probably shouldn't say that. She might listen to the show. My grandmother had this VHS tape of a load of, like, old live-action 60s puppet cartoons. Not cartoons, like, shows. Like, Muffin the Mule and fucking all that shit.
Yeah.
And old 60s Bill and Ben are genuine. I think this is where my fear of puppets comes from. Like, they are genuinely terrifying creatures.
I'm gonna look this up.
And I think, yeah, because they are fucking scary. Bill and Ben, flower pot, man.
Oh my god.
Oh no! The little thing in between them, she was called Weed. She wouldn't talk. All she would do is say, Weed! Weed! Like a fucking Pokemon. And she's terrifying!
I've solved why Bill and Ben are so weird is because they're constantly smoking weed.
Yeah, for sure. Like, man.
They come up to her and she's like, Weed! And they're like, yeah, please. Thank you.
Hell yeah, please. They did like a remake of it. It was like Claymation, like, but that was really nice. That was actually good, and it didn't look terrifyingly scary. But the original 1960s Bill and Ben, Flowerpot Men is some of the scariest shit that was on children's television at the time.
Okay,
I
have an idea. We take the 60s version of Bill and Ben and Flowerpot Men, bring it into the future, except we turn it into a horror movie.
Okay, so girl inherits house from dead grandmother. Girl's name is unimportant, but we can figure that detail out later.
Her name is...
Inherits house from dead... from
Veronica.
You would pick the one fucking name from Heather's, wouldn't you? Right, so her name's Veronica. She's fucking decked out in blue. She's fucking ready for it. She's having big fun. she gets her grandmother's house.
I have to interrupt. I have this mental image of, like, us in the office of this company discussing this, and I suggest a name that relates to fucking Hamilton, whatever the fuck it was, or Heathers, or some fucking weird musical, and I'm just sat there, and I say, like, oh, we could do this, and you just burst into song, and then, like, our receptionist comes through the door and says, is everything alright in here? And you're on the table in, like a musical outfit, like, singing, and I'm just sat, like...
Oh god, he's doing it again.
I'm not even looking at you or the reception. I'm looking at the ceiling, just like, fucking...
So she's there, she's, you know, she's in the house, you know, freak tweaked, heads a blur, how did she get so popular? Don't get close, you might ignite. Veronica is hot tonight. And she's there, I've got the play text in front of me now, so thanks for that. She's inherited this house. She goes up there for the weekend with her boyfriend Jason, or JD for short, and her friends Heather and Heather. They go up to this house.
Is that why it's called Heather's?
Yeah, because there's three girls called Heather, and they're all assholes. You just watch the show.
No, I hate musicals.
Why not?
I hate musicals.
Right, there's three girls called Heather, and they're all dicks. And look, things will become clear as I explain my new premise for Bill and Ben, Bill and Ben, and Bill and Ben, and Ben and Ben.
Why not call it Bill and Ben's?
A new podcast for them.
Bills and Ben's.
Bill and Ben's. Bills and Ben's. Flower pot men's. So they go up there to this house. Spooky happenings, you know, the normal, ooh, the flower pots are moving, ooh, the garden is spooky, woo. They have a party up there. One night, Heather Chandler is out there, and she accidentally drinks some fucking, the nasty flower pot boys have put out some drain cleaner for her to drink. Basically, what I'm saying is we remake Heather's, we make it a horror with Bill and Ben the flower pot men.
Okay, my idea was more like edging towards actually making Bill and Ben more terrifying by having it so that there's multiple Bill and Bens, which have...
Oh, no.
But the Bills, maybe like the Bills are like in charge of everyone.
Okay.
And they have an army of Bens. Okay. So it's Bill and Bens. And then the Bens basically like kill people by climbing inside their mouths and then basically taking over their bodies. And then making them cover themselves in plant pots and flowers and shit, and then they murder other people.
I liked my fun musical idea more than I like this. This is just scary.
And then when you kill an infected Ben, it explodes into multiple Bens, and then they all like clamber all over you and pin you down and vor themselves. I thought you'd be into it because it's vor.
I'm not into vor,
dude. I have to point to our other new podcast, Not Saving the Realm. You are absolutely into vor. It is canon because I stated that fucking shit. Yeah, and I said it was canon.
That's canon in that show.
No.
In this show.
No. I wasn't saying that shit in canon in character, boy. So you can suck my fucking ball. Only one of them though.
Fuck me gently with a chainsaw.
That's so physically impossible.
It's a quote from Heathers, for fuck's sake! Get some culture!
No!
Fuck!
I will remain a caveman for the rest of my life. It is a curse that was bestowed upon me.
You're very sexy for a caveman, to be fair.
Thank you.
So, Bill and his many Bens, they seek to kill Veronica and whoever else.
Everyone on the planet.
To this house. And they all worship the weed.
Yeah.
The great weed. A giant, you know, leviathan-sized beanstalk. Which calls herself Weed.
It could be even more terrifying where, like, I don't know if you... I don't know, have you... You've seen Starship Troopers, right?
No.
Okay, well, there's... Starship Troopers is great, but the third one is... The third one, and I don't know about the second one, but the third one is absolutely terrible. It's not a good film. But they have, basically, like... Essentially, in Starship Troopers, the main enemy is alien bugs. Mm. And they have what's called... As the film series goes on, there's like more, there's bigger and bigger bugs in charge of all the bugs. So in the original one, there's just the queen bug, and then by the end of the film series, there's the god bug. The god bug is, to me, very terrifying because when you see it, it's huge, and you're like, that's horrible. But what's even more terrifying is that the planet that these people are stranded on, when they actually do scans of the planet, is mostly the god bug. So what I suggest is that weed. Like, is multiple flowers around the flower garden. Like, pretty much all of them. So, at one point, you can have Veronica in the middle of the garden, strolling with JD from Scrubs, and...
No, he's not JD from Scrubs. Fuck, no, don't ruin this.
Okay, JD from Heathers, and...
Thank you.
They're talking about... Maybe one of them drops that they want to smoke some weed, and then the flowers all at once start whispering weed until it gets loud.
It would be JD.
Yeah. They keep saying weed repeatedly, and then as they leave at the end of the film, it's revealed that weed basically rises up from the ground, and the entire house that they were on, and most of the surrounding area, like a few acres, is weed.
And what, it like consumes them all and drags them to hell?
Well, no, like, obviously giving into the typical horror movie trope, the virgin survives. So if there's a virgin character,
so
they survive.
Veronica lives.
Yeah. Have you ever actually looked into the psychological reasoning people have found behind
yes,
that shit?
Yes, I have.
It's super weird.
I didn't. And to wrap this up, of course, you know, weed takes over the earth, and then a black screen, white text. Winners don't do drugs, and it's an anti-drug PSA from the 80s.
Yeah, except obviously when you actually pay attention, there's a really funny story where basically there's a weed commercial in America where like this woman smokes weed, and then her dog starts telling her how she doesn't want to do weed anymore. And then a comedian was...
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's really funny. But a comedian was talking about it, and apparently after a show, he met somebody, and he was like, yo, I'm one of the animators that worked on those commercials. And he was like, really? What was that like? He was like, I was high as fuck, like, the whole time I was making that shit. And this comedian was telling it as a bit, and I was like, that sounds hysterical. So basically, the irony, the extra meta irony, which makes this horror film so terrifying, is that I think everybody who makes the film should be on drugs.
So what, director... actors, animators, fucking sound people, the fucking PR guys, everyone tweaked the fuck out on the devil's lettuce.
Yeah, I've got a lot of drugs, man. I've got to get rid of them. Like, this is just double bonuses because we get more money for movies, and also we get to make a movie.
I need to get them out of the country immediately, please. Thank you.
Yes,
we'll do production in fucking Benghazi or somewhere.
What?
I don't know. It was the first name that popped into my.
You
head.
Could just do it in like. Canada. Canada's got legal weed now.
Just do it in my garden. I ain't got a garden, but just do it in my fucking garden. Why not? Banner.
You don't
just,
have a garden. I've been to your house. You definitely do not have a garden. We can't do it in your garden. Let's do it in Canada.
If the police are...
Plus, if we go to Canada, we can get pancakes.
Oh, that'd be really fun.
And
let's
weed.
Get some pancakes.
We can sell weed for days.
Some weed.
It'll be taxed, though, probably.
and then become drug kingpins.
I don't think you can become
the natural career.
I don't know if you can become a drug kingpin in a country where drugs are legal. You're like, I'm a drug kingpin. No, Derek, you work for the drug pharmaceutical company. It's like, I am a drug kingpin. Derek, we pay taxes on this shit. It's not illegal. You're not a kingpin. But I have a kingpin. That's just a pin with a crown on it. Doesn't make you a kingpin. Fuck you, I'm Derek the kingpin. Actually, you know what? Fuck that. Let's make that show. I want to watch that.
Yeah, I want to watch that. Fuck it. Yeah, okay, Derek the Kingpin. Why not?
We're going to start a third podcast called Derek the Kingpin, and it's a radio drama about Derek the Kingpin, and it's just Derek going, fuck you, I'm a Kingpin.
Of all the characters we've made for this show, Derek's my favourite.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Think of the Children. This one's been a bit of a weird one. I'm blaming the tiredness and the lack of ideas.
Yes.
If you want to help us with that situation, though, you can send us a tweet to @TOTCcast with some of your ideas. Thanks again to Beth for sending us some of those. We really appreciate it. We've still got one more. We'll definitely burn that one next time. If you want to email us any suggestions, you can do so totcast@gmail.com, or you can do a Facebook. We're on there, TOTCcast as well. Are we anywhere else, or is that all the socials? That's all the socials.
I think...
If you want to support the show in a more monetary sense, you can do that by either posting me £20, just tie it to the leg of a bird and it will somehow get to me, or if you want to do it in a more kind of secure way, you can do that by going to patreon.com/TOTCcast, where you can donate some money. You'll get some fun rewards there for doing that as well, including a special thank you section on the website I inevitably make, and a special shout out. If we get to $10 on Patreon, we're going to start doing bad fanfiction readings exclusively for patrons. So that'll
Yay.
Be fun. So that'll be... You could not sound less excited.
No, dude, I'm super excited. It's going to be a chance for me to test my character voices, which I've realised are dog shit.
Well, that is a thing you will need to be able to do, since we now have a new podcast, which launched on Monday... No, Tuesday. Tuesday, Monday. All the days are blending together.
It launched this morning.
It launched this morning for us. It will launch yesterday when this goes out. This is time is weird. Time is relative. We all die in 1 second and then are reborn the next. Nothing is truly in the present.
Especially if you're on drugs.
It's called Not Saving the Realm. Especially if you're on THC. It's called Not Saving the Realm. There's no iTunes link yet, but I've been plugging about it on Twitter. You can find its Twitter @NotSavingRealms. We're really proud of it. We really can't wait to see where that goes. We like D&D, so we're looking forward to that. I think that's everything. Oh no, there's one more. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. We'd like that also, because it helps us boost up in them algorithms and makes me feel warm inside, which I hasn't been able to do for many years.
I can't feel warm inside because I'm a ghost.
With bare hands.
Yes.
And a skeleton. And a skeleton, somehow.
Yeah.
Who's also a drug dealer.
Well, look, okay, I hate to break it to you. I've thought of a way to justify this weird metafiction, because obviously, we make a lot of dumb films that we do not have a good comeback rate for money-wise. So I think...
No.
I think we need to rely more on my more shadier, esoteric endeavours to earn some cash.
Oh, don't get me wrong, it's keeping TOTC Productions afloat.
My constant stream of souls to the Dark Lord Satan keeps us afloat, my dudes.
Legally, though, I don't know anything about that.
Legally, so I never even said anything. What if I never even said anything?
If the police or the Celestials come a knocking,
there's no recorded evidence.
Apart from the 13 episodes of podcasts that we've made.
See, what actually people don't realise, and Owen doesn't realise, is that these podcasts never get released, and the episodes that everybody hears is just me at all times constantly waiting by you to basically swap out the audio for me whispering into your ears directly and pretending to be Owen. So no one actually hears the same podcast, which is why a lot of people are like, man, my podcast was kind of shit. And other people are like, nah, I thought it was pretty good. That's because it's all different, man. It's all mind games.
That's a fun, unique selling point for the show.
Yeah. We have a weird ghost man who goes around and whispers into your ear, and sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's just complete dog shit. And he talks about his dick a bunch.
If you think this episode was bad, that's why. Jay, do you have any parting advice you'd like to offer our listeners?
Yeah, take the red pill.
Oh, can you maybe pick one that isn't so misogynistic, or
what? Why is the red what?
Because red pilling is that thing that MRAs say when they want to say, "Oh, now you realise that women are shit, and now that you're gonna do, now that you realise that, that you can start say you can start having more sex."
I was referring to the fact that everybody is in the Matrix now. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. At the start of the episode, we established up top that we were in the Matrix.
I know. I'm aware of that, Jay. I'm aware of that. It threw me for a loop. I can't hear that without thinking about fucking Sargon of Akkad going like, well, actually, the fucking women are stupid and don't deserve a platform.
Okay, well, new advice. Fuck that guy. throw red pills at him, I guess. Let him take them.
He's been banned off Twitter now anyway, so it's all
fine. Oh, even better. Probably because of all those red pills people threw at him.
Possibly. Also, it might be the fact he was tweeting a load of gay porn at people unsolicited.
Okay. Alright.
Yeah.
Okay.
he couldn't think of a coherent argument because he's fucking Sargon of Akkad, so he started just tweeting gay porn at people and thinking that meant he won the argument because he's Sargon of fucking Akkad. An intellectual powerhouse!
I don't have a response to that, I'm not gonna lie. It's not.
Neither did he, I entered the gay porn.
Yeah. I'm gonna come to your house now and throw gay porn at you, which isn't gonna bother you.
Cool. Not, will not bother me at all.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name's been Owen Piper.
My name is and always will be Jay Little.
And you've been listening to Think of the Children, and we got it in one. Thank you so much for listening.
Drink of the wine, that's fine.